got the same question I got to him on, that I was getting at least on the more recent phone calls I've had with him.
Which is what?
His flight seems pretty sensible, at least. I haven't seen his...
You haven't seen his dark
side?
You know what? Everybody, to be honest, everybody was basically anticipating that he was going to fucking... It was going to be a bloodbath at that meeting. And I think it may have been, but he missed the digital music store presentation because he came late. I think had he been in that one, it may have been... The entire tone of the meeting may have changed because I think he probably would have gotten real frustrated. But because he missed it, he was actually really kind of positive. So I think by the time we talked to him, he was in a good mood.
Yeah.
And everybody was like really, like, I think expecting a rough, rough meeting. So it was actually good. What did you and Steve talk to him about?
Winning.
Yeah.
Basically just like, Steve was feeling like Winamp always gets the shaft, and totally does. So he basically was talking to him about that.
And what did Gang say?
Gang was basically like, yeah, you know, that's basically how it's going to be until sort of we're in a position where all the things that we want to be, you know, sort of using the value of Winamp, and we're actually doing it, then that would probably change. But at this point, that's basically the way it goes.
Yeah.
We weren't like, we weren't asking him to fix it. We were just sort of...
You were just kind
of
like...
Expressing the frustration of it.
I mean, it's... He has a reasonable point. I mean, until you can prove your worth, you're going to get shafted.
Or not so much that, even. It's just more like, not about proving worth. It's like, you know, at this point, it's hard to... You can't justify, you know, spending a lot of money on something that's not really making any.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe it's pulling its own weight, but it's not like something that...
Right,
it's
not like
thing.
Changing
so
the
like,
bottom line or anything. Right?
Yeah.
That's why it'd be cool to get the DMS shit working on now at some point.
What DMS shit?
Digital music store shit.
Yeah, what digital music store shit? The stuff that doesn't yet exist that
doesn't
may
exist.
Someday?
Yeah, it doesn't exist yet.
Biggest obstacle to getting the DMS shit into Winamp is?
What's that?
Waiting for the DMS shit to actually exist.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, like, once it exists, oh, it'll be easy.
Well, dudes already got the WMA plugin updated to their 9.0 SDK.
Who did?
This guy, Sanjeev, down there. Shit, which is like a totally separate.
Really, thing. It's
the client side.
The DMS and shit is just. I think I don't know, if they can actually make something by the end of the year, I'll be impressed.
Me too. And I'm on the hook for it.
And you're on the hook for it.
Well, for the client piece. Sure.
Well, yeah, but that's easy. If you're using Microsoft shit.
Yeah, that's true. Except, can you get? Do you know this? I want to. If you want to burn a protected WMA track. Get it out of their SDK?
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah, but you have to have, to use their SDK and get the bits, you have to have your own certificate.
You have to have a license.
You have to have their library that's specific to you as a vendor. And you have to negotiate that with them.
Thank you.
display background and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when you go to rip the CD, it just shows the status of each track it's ripped and stuff. Yeah. You can also have the status one if you like that.
I stopped one of those times I worked with the Sonic shit, too. That was so good, dude. It'll actually work on my machine. Wait, so it does it in the list?
Yeah, it has a new list that comes up with like the ripping, just the tracks you're ripping.
Does it have it has a number that goes up?
Well, it has like the information about the track on the right. It has the stats of the track it's ripping.
Okay, so it's like,
and it's completed. 33%
okay,
at
so
this
numbers incremental. Right. You don't have progress bars inside of the list.
You can do that eventually.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if you.
And then, it has other ones that say queued, and okay. Then at the top it has the total stats, and then you have like a cancel button and some check boxes of what to do like when it's done. And shit
that's
like that.
Rush. Cool. Are you gonna use that for the burning stuff too?
Okay.
Well, shit, then I'll have to play.
Some funky bass here kicking in, huh?
Well, thank you. I think.
Thank you.
I was gonna go, and then Allison told Marvin that. Marvin was like, "Are you sure he wants to?" And so I was like, "Okay, well, maybe I don't want to." So really? Now I gotta figure out what to eat.
I'll give her a call. She's kind of working right now, so I don't know when she's coming back.
I don't want to, you know, intrude on your special time. But. Thank you.
the fucking oil cooler. That's the only reason I came to the office today, because it was supposed to show up, but it, maybe it did, like, after I left, but it was, like, 3 o'clock. Like, 3 o'clock. For, like, 5 minutes. I got some packages. But it's almost ready to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
hi-hats are like the perfect spot right now. Don't ever move it.
You want to put a little sign on there?
Do not touch.
Yeah.